Blog Talk Radio.
Back on live, another vibes already, man. PSA Hip Hop, man. It's your boy 3Letter, man. Fresh off the URL Super Fights card. We got one of the GOATs in battle rap, man. Let me get my guy in here, man. Hollow the did it all. What's good, man?
You know the Vida the Dimes. What's good, my boy?
How you feeling, King?
Man, I'm enjoying life, man. Enjoying being back on the stage. I'm like ready to jump back in there and get another one going. I'm like just warming up now.
Before we get into the meats and potatoes, are you saying that there's a high possibility that we see Hollow the Don again in 2021?
On Summer Madness, young.
Oh, we're trying to get on Summer Madness. Okay. I like that, though. I like that.
Would
it be against a legend?
You show them I'm hopping in there like these young cats say they doing back-to-back the young, like, this could go that way, too, if y'all like El Will, Maxed Out 3. We could young right after that. You feel me? All before the year's up. We can have all these dances. The ballroom is open. So that's how I'm feeling, and I'm telling you it's fact. I'm ready to put the ink behind it.
How was your wasn't this your first battle on Caffeine, right? Am I right on that?
Yeah. This was like my first time up there, so I had to fill that stage, see what that's about.
Let me ask you, not to go back to the details, though, but we've seen that. Was it easy for you guys to mend fences and whatever discrepancies, or if there was discrepancies between you and the guys there at URL? Obviously, everything is good. Was it just a conversation and that's what it was?
Yeah, it was a conversation back in January that was had, and then upon that, you know, I always felt the need to apologize for putting personal business out there. Like, you know, I do the right thing the wrong way sometimes. I know you heard that saying before. And that's what I did in that situation, you know what I'm saying, because my stand, I still stand by it. And I'm still fighting, you know, for artists and fighting, you know, for better contract negotiation on my side, let alone period. You know what I mean? So I still stand by that. That's with anything. That's not just with battle rap. That's with if I work for MTV, you know, I should have some leverage to say, no, I think I deserve this if my resume says this. You know?
Right.
So let's go ahead. Hollow, man. I learned a lot about this battle. Should this battle have been on Summer Madness? Because I see a lot of people saying that a battle like Hollow and Nitty should have been on Gnome, should have been on Summer Madness, or was it just good for what it was on the Super Fights? Or did it belong where it should have been?
No, that's theorizing, honestly. I can't really go there, but I definitely understand where people are coming from, seeing how it came out as far as just maybe on a big stage, it might have came out way better, seeing the star power of Vocal Bust.
Right. The face-off, Hollow, was kind of intense, though. Man, I thought you set the tone during the face-off. Is that something that you wanted to do? Because you came out, I felt, with a different kind of energy, though, during the face-off, though. Is that something that you wanted to, you know?
Yeah, no, like I said, I said prior, like, maybe in another interview, like, people don't know I introduced Rum to his manager. Did you know that before we battled?
Never knew that. Never knew about the engineering.
Okay.
Never knew the KG the Poet talk. You know?
Yeah, you didn't know I put KG the Poet on the battle. I forgot dude's name on the Boogie Ground. So, you know, this is stuff people didn't know that I felt like just a little disrespect as far as the call out, because I'm like, damn, man, you know, all them nights I've been on the phone negotiating, helping you, like, you know, on the phone with Rich helping, and I don't really want to go into details, but that's where a little bit of my frustration came from, and he felt like, cuz, you and your feelings, nigga, it ain't that serious as battle rap. So that was just our disagreement. It was nothing. It's like, you know, all right, so let's fight it out then. Boom, 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 boom. and that was it, you know?
Hollow, are we in a different era now where maybe your era is different than this era, where this era now these guys are flying all over the place together, and if you form a relationship that it's okay, not now niggas are looking at, okay, we can get a bag together and with boys, let's just battle. Is it one of those things you feel in this era compared to yours?
I don't know, because this is my era, too. I'm in this era. I rep this era, too. So I rep for every era.
Yeah, but
so,
you're grind
time,
though, Hollow. You Fight Club, Hollow. Come on.
Yeah,
you Fight Club, son.
Talking crazy about my era. We like to get bags with each other. That's my era. That's how we give it up. Shout out all my thugs, Kid Chaos, man. Shout out my thug, Easy to Block. Man, it's my era right here.
But you're an OG, though. Would you consider yourself an OG in battle rap? You're one of the OGs,
sure.
Now.
For sure I'm an OG in battle rap, for sure. Now, I appreciate the love like everybody give me, man. But I definitely feel like, you know, everything is going to be different. Everything is going to change. That's just the way it is with hip-hop. That's just the way it is with art. It's always evolving, different creators. So I'm just here to help push them up. No matter if we got a battle or something, we could do that. But I ain't going to just, for no reason, have problems with cats I ain't got no battle with.
A lot of mixed emotions about the battle, Hollow. What's your take on that when people are saying that? You know what I mean? I had you winning the battle 2-1, and we'll get into all that in a minute. But what's your take about the feedback that you're getting about the battle? What are you seeing?
I felt like I understand people being a little frustrated about the battle being lackluster, because me and Nitty was definitely talked about for a minute. And I think the combination of how you said maybe it not being on the Summer Madness known. Also, this is my first time on Cat Theme, so I'm scratching the surface. My performance, you know, could have been a little tighter. I felt like I still did amazing, but it could have been a little tighter. But, you know, we got to take a roll with the bunches and shit. I feel like we're in an era now where it's also like, what have you done for me lately? So we might say it's like that now, but 2-3 months from now, me and fucking L Will battle, have one of the best battles, and they'll be forgetting about this shit, you know what I mean? So we just should have appreciated it for the time it is, you know?
That's twice you said L Will's name, Hollow. I'm just letting you know, brother,
it's
that's twice.
It should be K-Shine. Like, you know, that's just names been throwing at me, K-Shine, L Will. These names throw my way. Ab is another one, but did he get cooked? I didn't see Ab versus that shit.
Yeah, I'm seeing it's a debatable battle, but I'm seeing some people leaning towards Head Ice. I'm seeing people leaning towards Ice in that particular battle. You know what I mean?
How you feel about the comments on the fan votes? You feel like that's authentic, like caffeine votes?
I don't like it, Hollow, but it's so dicey because, okay, for example, right, I felt the swap against T-Top, right? I had T-Top winning the battle, Hollow. But the caffeine votes have Swamp in the battle. You know what I mean?
Absolutely choke.
Yeah.
Did he choke?
Kind of do. It's weird to me. Did he choke? Yes, he did. Swamp did choke. He choked a couple times. And his third round, he was on some Biggie Smalls 10 Crack Commandments. He's cooking crack the whole round. Like, you know, everybody on Twitter was like, yo, Swamp is cooking crack right now in the third round. That was the joke going around social media.
I got to see it.
Third round, you know what I mean? How do you feel about it, Hollow? You're the battle rapper. You've been here for a long time. How do you feel about
T-Top and Swamp?
No, about the caffeine votes to the question you asked me. I'm asking you as a battle rapper, how do you feel about it? You know what I mean?
Well, I don't know how it works. That's why I was asking, because I was thinking maybe it might be something you could vote numerous times or a little glitch in the matrix or something.
That's the thing, though. It's dicey. Listen, if you ask 10 people, you'll get 10 different answers. Oh, you are really trying to get this person to win on the contra, you know, the conspiracy theorist, Hollow. And then you have people saying they picked it mad times. And then, to be honest, for example, you, right? You battle Rum Nitty. Rum Nitty, and he let it be known already, he's the app god. On the app, Rum Nitty doesn't lose a battle, right? I'm very interested to see when you and him drop on the app, what's going to be the consensus. You know what I mean? I'm very interested to see that itself, you know? Nitty said that he wanted to battle you after, that you wanted to battle him I think after the tournament, is that true? That you wanted to battle before? Right.
Okay, I'll give it to you. Hold on, 1 second. What'd you say, G?
No, you good.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Nah, it was when he was doing the tournament is when I was like, if he loses, let's put it on known is what I was saying.
Okay. Got you.
You know what I'm saying? Let's put it on known was right. My thing if he loses the tournament early. I wasn't trying to just, you know, catch him slipping or nothing. I feel like he called me out a year and a half ago. He should have shit, too. Like I said, you know, one of my rounds, my first round I had for, like, almost 6 months, 8 months. Like, I've been had that Drake line that he said against Geechee. I'm not taking my shit out because he said it in one of his 50 battles he happened to have. Like, hell no.
Hold on, let me ask you a question, because I said this in a blog, right? The way that you were closing our battles, I'm not used to you closing our battles that way. But then I saw your 50 your Hip Hop is Real interview.
Say it again.
And I think you harping on. No, I apologize. The way you're closing out the rounds, like you rap and then you just go LOM clothing. And I remember in your third round, you said it's dry in here. Was it the building that kind of like threw you off a little bit? The vibe in the building.
I only had another 4, and I felt like there was some more positive shit. I'm like, they're not trying to hear this positive shit I'm on. My other 4 was we need to take accountability with money management. You and Geechee should have took that bread, invested in cannabis, hired homies from the set, ran the strip. But like I said before, you ain't planning shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it was just a regular 4 to end it. So I just left that 4 out and said, man, go out of here. It was nothing that was going to shift the room or nothing crazy. I threw in I freestyled the El Chapo Del Taco, just threw that in just to fuck around. You know, I'm a goofy.
So, no, because in your third round, you said it's dry in here. So I'm thinking when I heard you say that, I'm thinking you like, not respectfully, I don't think a person like Hollow the Don needs card approval. You've done so much in this culture. You're solidified already. But when I heard you say that, I was thinking to myself, well, do you need that kind of energy? Like, you know, you're saying hot shit. Usually people are going to ooh and ah after a Hollow line. You know what I mean? Did that throw you off a little bit? Because people were saying online that a lot of shit you're saying, niggas in the building acting like that shit ain't hard. And niggas online are like, that shit is fire. What are you saying? So how did you feel when people online are saying this and you're in the building?
No, I appreciate it. And I didn't leave out nothing substantial, but I definitely do be throwing extra shit when I'm in my zone or the crowd rocking. You know, that's like the Kit Kat line with Clips I was about to leave out, but I was like, nah, the crowd fucking with me. Let me throw this in. I always just got extra shit. So if I ever stop, it's just me cutting out extra shit that I'm like was iffy on or I might or might not throw in. I've never cut out a round that, you know, part of the round. I always got extra dirty beds at the end of my rounds. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Got you. I want to talk to you about Nitty's angles. We know Nitty from punch to punch, set up, like you said, in one of your rounds. I thought he went angle-based in this battle, and that's not, and respectfully, Nitty, when I say this, I'm not trying to play you out, King, but I don't think that's one of his strong suits, Hollow. For a person that watches him a lot, myself, and recaps his battles, that's not his strong suit. Were you shocked that obviously the punches are going to be there, Hollow, but are you surprised he went angle based? And once again, I said this on my blog, I didn't like the angles he was taking too much. Not for me, respectfully. I didn't like the math talk. Like all that, we've heard this already. So it's like, were you surprised about the angles he was taking?
No, I mean, to be honest with you, that's part of my strategy when I antagonize opponents and get them mad. Like I antagonize them. You know, seriously, I was hoping he did that because, you know, it's like I want to kill him, fuck punch him. I want to really kill her. You know what I mean? So far,
right. All right. I just thought his angles about the angles he was taking. I was like, was kind of wild to me. But if I go into your round one, man, I did like the from the golden era, late 90s, and still had Heart Like Rockefeller. I thought I was dope. Your man in the background, though. A lot of people talk about your man in the background, Hollow.
That's when I was signing the hole. So now you put an eye in a hole. Stop it, fella. The sign for hole was the eye in the hole. Too many bars.
And the Ben shooting. They've been shooting like Ben Simmons, but Ben selling that to Bias fans. I like that a lot also.
And the 1-2 combo like Zion and Lonzo. Zion, what is he, number two? Lonzo's number one, the 1-2 combo. Too many bars.
And you put out there that you and Nas had the same English teacher, PS204?
Yeah, I went to
how did you know that, though? How did you and Nas went to school together? Or you just how did you know about that?
Oh,
I mean, obviously,
yeah. Niggas were older than me, yeah. But no, the teacher used to talk about it. Like you said.
Oh,
yeah, no, the English teacher used to talk about it. So ask questions and shit. He used to tell us, like, the books he liked to read. Charlotte Webb was one of his favorite. You know what I mean? He was just talking about him and shit.
When you went into we could have done this in a small room, a volume, a small room, a large room, ballroom, a court clips check. Oh, that was hard. That was hard. A wordplay? That was hard. That was
hard. You with the small room. Good looking.
But, Hollow, I did see you get chastised Kool-Aid line. Niggas are like, why is Hollow saying Kool-Aid line? You want to talk about that line? Because I see people saying the Kool-Aid line and the beeper line. They're like, Hollow was really trying to go old school on us. With those particular lines.
I'm an old head.
Right, me ain't. I'm an old head too.
You see, I'm old, so if I say he's old, that's Beeper Code 304. Like I said it.
What do you think about Nitty's first round?
But that was, hold on. That Kool-Aid line was a triple. Like, you could picture going through the wall, a pitcher going through the wall, Kool-Aid pitcher going through the wall. Like, come on. This shit,
hey. Even I was looking a little bit. I was like, come on, Hollow. Yeah, but no, it's funny the way you're saying it now. Kool-Aid pitcher. Obviously, Kool-Aid pitcher makes sense. I think when we hear Kool-Aid, I think in the culture, when we hear Kool-Aid or
Kool-Aid, that's like shirt full of blood, shirt full of Kool-Aid shit you can picture going through the wall. What was wrong with that? That line was benoodles.
I just think it's the Kool-Aid part. I think we just heard the Kool-Aid part, and niggas just had their ass closed. Hollow respectfully. Niggas must have had their ass closed. Yeah, so I wouldn't say roasted, but when people say that, people hitting me up too, like, yo, it's why Hollow's here, the cool. I think it's because of you. I think it's because of you, Hollow. I think because it's you. They hear that line. They don't, you know what I'm saying? You hold to a higher regard.
I don't say some nutty shit. I don't say some nutty shit. You know, I take accountability for that. Sometimes I say some shit that just ain't loopy. I focused on, you know, not doing that too much in this battle. Like, I did the Del Taco sell nachos at the end. I had to do it at least one time. I just had to.
Hollow, what do you think about what do you think about Nitty's first round?
I thought I clearly got the first. I thought that was the clearest round that you can give me is the first round for sure, because his first round wasn't packed with no. He had the ballistic Hollow tested, which was crazy. He had that, and he had one more in the first round that was kind of like fire. But the angle, like you said, it's like a recurring math angle, the same shit math used. Like all this shit that's like gossip, I don't think really lands unless you got proof for it. You know what I'm saying? So it was just another like reuse angle that he used, and I felt like it didn't hit, it didn't land, like it wasn't better than the first person that did it. So it's like I feel like I clearly got the first.
Yeah, because besides that line you said, the ballistic line, I liked his the split money with my brother, more LOM than you, obviously him and Geechee Gotti, splitting
when
the bread.
That don't kill us, because I split money with Geechee too when he battled Big T, and I battled Danny Myers.
You did. You did, facts.
Kind of neutralized that one.
Yeah, and you neutralized something else also. I'm going to get into that in a minute. But I thought the other line that he had was the Michael Jackson Man in the Mirror.
That was crazy.
I thought that line was tough.
That was in the first two. I think that was the other line that was crazy. You know, I just learned to accept
right.
shit. Like, you know, even if shit ain't true or not, if it's creative and dope, mm-hmm. I still give it love. Be like, yo, that shit was fire. Like, end of the day, it was fire. Who cares? Like, the details were really it. It was a fire line. I understand.
And I like you in the second round when you had the I'm trying to give y'all room shakers, but I'm trying to shake rumors. That shit was hard. I like that.
Good luck.
I like that.
Good luck. Nah, I'm definitely aiming to give some substance.
Here's something also that you did. I think that's something you did that was interesting, right? So in the second round, I remember you saying to Nitty the benefit Bennett line.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that in the next round. And
hold on, that's
I went
what
on Twitter.
About. That's the second one.
No,
that's
what
you talking about,
you know
right?
what's funny? Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Because you said benefit Benedict, right? And then the second round, he says that. So on Twitter, I said, yo, how ironic it is that Hollow said in the second round, he says the Bennett line, and Nitty says
yeah,
Bennett. And niggas like, oh, three-letter man, you reaching. Nitty says name flips all the time. And I said, my niggas, yes, a Hollow name flip or the Don name flip, but the niggas said the fucking Bennett flip. Like, he said a Bennett line. So to me, like, I probably wouldn't have said that after Hollow said that in a second. You know what I mean?
I ain't gonna lie. You know, the stars aligned that night for me because it was perfect. When I said it, he said it twice. He said something about bend it back in shape out my arm and something about denied you, Bennett. And I was just like, I literally just said it. See, so definitely the stars aligned that night.
Now, here's something I find interesting because you never hear the backstories of guys' relationships. It's nobody's business, number one. But when you bring it in battle rap form and then you're talking about Volume 2, My Sat You Down, and showed you how to make your money talk, and Volume 3 of a show, your performance and your bank account was outstanding. You had to get an Uber after you was outstanding. Is that real that you guys must have had a great relationship? Because I saw your man, who you always with in battles for all these years, I always see him on stage with you. Him and Nitty was dapping on Hip Hop Is Real, so that kind of told me that niggas really had a relationship prior to this battle. You niggas was mad cool.
No, they know each other. Like, him and Nitty know each other. Yeah, I mean, to be transparent, it's more me and Rich, his manager, that's cool. So
okay.
Most of the time, you know, a lot of conversations was through his manager, Rich, not really directly with Nitty. That's why we did have miscommunication and probably ended up falling out a little bit. But, yeah, like, that's just stuff I do, and I hate to have to point it out, but I felt like he didn't remember.
Gotcha.
You know, it was time. He was in the whip, and I played, you know, Eric Thomas, and I was like, I want you to listen to this, you know what I'm saying? And then him talking about when he negotiated how, you know, he met with Bob Proctor, and he asked him how much he was getting paid, and he said $10,000. And he was like, all right, that's cool, but, you know, you should be around $50,000. And he said he came back to him a couple months later and was like, yo, man, I'm getting the $50,000. And he was like, well, that's not enough. He's like, what? You said I should get $50,000. He said, if they said yes, it's a problem. Ask for a number they're going to say no. Start at 100 and work down to 50. And you know what I'm saying? I'm playing shit like this for him, sitting down talking with him. So I felt like, damn, I kind of had a big brother relationship with him. So that's why I was was feeling shit like, damn, man, you could have let me know. Like, hey, I want bad of you, bro. We should lock horns or, you know, tell me to my face or something while we was chilling. But now that we passed it, me and Nitty good now. I feel like battling is like almost like fighting, getting it off your chest. And you're like, all
right, right.
Passed it now. I really ain't tripping now. You my nigga. We can smoke, drink. It's whatever. We got off what we need to say.
And in Nitty second round, I had you win in the second round too because I just felt that, you know, the talked about John Miller thing again. I thought he spoke about that in the first round. And he kind of brought the mirror line back again. And then, you know, police bars and snitching bars. And it was like, oh, Hollow flips, okay. The Halloween line was solid. And he went back into more snitching bars.
The Halloween is not a reach?
Here's what Nitty did. He had a nose pump nozzle line, and I didn't really care for that too much. I didn't like that too much. Respectfully, Nitty, I didn't like that. And I can nitpick both of y'all, and I think that's what niggas was doing. But I said, this is what I'm saying. When I'm writing down the bars and I'm watching it three times, I just felt I had you 2-0 going into the third round. You know what I'm saying? And in your third round,
you got to talk in third round. So anyway, it was nice talking to you, three letter man.
There's some lines in here that I did like on your third round, though, man, because I'm from New York. So when you said you had enough, or should I give him the K while he's yawning, either envy or dread waking up this way in the morning, I don't know if niggas in the building catching that.
That's literally, he said that line to Danny Myers. I said, have you had enough? And I threw a K-Slay line in there instead of the Slay in the morning, because he said my line a week before I battled Lux. That's why I said that. You said my line a week before I battled Lux verbatim. That's when I recognized your greatness. And then I go into the Kobe and Nipsey thing, seeing how
I was showing
you how they had alliances with each other they didn't even know about and commonalities. Like, you see how greatness aligns with each other, Nitty? We could have been like, you know, Kobe and Nip, two great figures doing this, but you decide to be enemies, you know? That's why I pointed out me talking to his brother Rich, because I'm like, that's how I ended up having an olive branch with Nitty, because he said my line. And I was like, man, you got to link me up with this Nitty character, Rich. You know what I'm saying? Because I introduced them, but I didn't really keep a relationship with Nitty after I introduced them. Like I said, I mainly was talking to Rich. I really wouldn't talk to Nitty. You know what I'm saying?
Would you agree that Nitty got a third round?
I still ain't even watched his third round, my G.
Okay, gotcha.
I only seen the first two rounds of the battle so far, and I only seen half of his second round. So I still got to, like, I've been fucking, you know, people out of town, mailing orders. You know, I got multiple things up doing.
I had you. Yeah, I had you 2-1, round one, round two, and I gave Nitty round three.
He was waking his third round, though. I do remember me being like, this is definitely his best round. His third round is crazy.
Well, I don't know if you saw Hip Hop Is Real, but he said that he wrote for you. It took it in 5 days. He said he didn't have a lot of prep. He said in 5 days, that's when he wrote. And I'm like, 5 days writing for Hollow? I don't really want to hear that. Respectfully, Nitty, I would love to talk to him about that, because that just tells me that, you know, when he was talking about his work schedule that he was talking to Knowledge and them about and No Bars, and I'm like, respectfully, I would tell Nitty this. He's talking about his battles. He battled every 2 weeks. You know, he had a battle every other week. So his workload, basically, is the reason why, I guess, you know, I think, personally speaking, and I can't tell a nigga what to do, Hollow. I would never tell a nigga to sit down.
He really had at least a good three to four weeks. He battled next on the 27th.
Yeah, so, that's just too much when you got a battle nigga like you and shit. Or maybe you knew about that shit, you didn't give a fuck. Like, okay, let's get it cracking, nigga. That's a you problem. Let's get it popping.
I wouldn't know this nigga's schedule. You know, that's his schedule.
Right. So
we agreed on that battle, like. What?
Summer Madness, is that the goal? Like you said earlier, that's the goal?
Yeah, I probably would know after this weekend is up. Either that or Max Out 3, I don't know. I really got to figure out which way I'm going to go.
Wow. I still want to see. Yeah, I still want to see you and Iron Solomon. I'm very interested in that battle. That's a battle I wanted to see for years for me personally.
Solomon,
I wanted to see.
You think Solomon wants some smoke with me?
I just think that's just a battle for my old head ass. Hollow, that's all. That's just for me. That's something I wanted for years.
I ain't opposed to that.
You know what I'm saying? That's just my, you know, for me, my own head ass. Yeah, you know, like how niggas going crazy over Mook. How niggas going crazy over Mook and Reed. I wanted Hollow and Iron Solomon years ago, back in grind time. That's what I wanted. That's our era, you know? So, but Hollow, I'm not going to keep you too long, brother. I appreciate you rocking with me, King. It was good to see you again. I hope we do see you again on either card. You know what I mean? And respect to you, King.
Make sure your fans go to my YouTube channel, check out my new video, The Loyalty Over Money intro. It's just 1 minute, little quick snippet. I'm dropping another video next week, Ben Simmons. Don't shoot, like, you know what I mean? So just subscribe to my YouTube channel, Hollow the Zone, LOS.
All right. Hollow, I appreciate you, bro. I appreciate you, King.
All right, my boy. Yes, sir, Ski.
My guy. My man.